From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany reading Death Rides a Pale Horse by Dusty Rhodes. Chapter 1. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. Revelation 6:8. Dr. Lucien Robertson pushed hesitantly through the door to his office, turned slowly, and paused before gently closing the door. His mind whirled, still undecided as to how he would break the news to the patient sitting in front of his desk. In his 31 years as a doctor, he had never learned how to tell someone they were dying. Taking a deep breath, he resigned himself to the unpleasant task that lay before him, turned and moved wearily to the chair behind his desk. Lifting his eyes, he gazed over the top of his wire-rimmed glasses into the face of the patient across the desk. The man before him was a tall man, sled-shouldered and skinny as a rail. His sun-weathered skin stretched tight like a drawn bowstring over high cheekbones, making his Indian heritage quite obvious. A jutting chin sloped back towards a long, thin neck and prominent Adam's apple. On another man, the chin might have looked weak, but on T.J. Littlejohn, it just looked dangerous. His beak-like nose created an appearance that was not pleasant to look at and was enough to cause most folks to shun him. But it was those dark eyes, narrow of lid, peering from sunken sockets, which sent shivers up and down Dr. Robertson's spine.